Today is Monday, April the 29th, 2024, and welcome to episode 58 of Farm Wife Sexy Life with Candy Couple. I'm Julia. My husband and I are a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day on being more self-reliant, less dependent on outside sources, merging homesteading and frugality. And today we're going to talk about avoiding the pressure of fads that come in. And I feel like it is so much harder today. And it's just so much harder today. Social media, everything out there puts so much pressure on you to have the life that they want you to have. And it's all a marketing thing. It really is. You want to do what's best for your family, your kiddos, do this, buy this. And it puts so much pressure on you because they give you this feeling like you're not doing what's best for your family because you're not doing X, Y, or Z. And it's really marketing designed to make us feel awful about how we live our life. It really take the focus on just living a simple life, living the life we need to live, and doing what's best for our family and our situation. We have to take those things into consideration. And this could be from the monastery trend, the monastery beds, parenting styles, types of diapers you use, Stanley cups, homesteading. I'm putting homesteading in there because it's becoming a bit of a trend. It's becoming very trendy for millennials to jump into homesteading. And I just feel like if it's not right for you, your family, in your situation, these trends can tend to take over and make you feel so awful about yourself that you feel like you have to jump in, and it could cause you to spend a lot more money than you originally thought you would or planned to or anything else. And one of the things Erin and I are focused on helping you learn and teach you is how to learn to live your life and learn how to spend money in ways that make your life more bountiful and, you know, just better in general. Something we're so focused on. That's what frugality is for us. How do we live the life we want to live within our terms? Nobody else's. Nobody gets to make those choices for us. And it's how we live every single day. We've had to learn to adjust for these fads, these trends. I did not update my home for anybody but me. I knew what I wanted. I knew because I lived here. I know what I want on my homestead because I live on my homestead. I work my homestead. I know what works for my family. Nobody else knows that stuff. And same thing with diapers. If you buy diapers and you don't cloth diaper, and that's totally cool and fine. I didn't cloth diaper, so I get it. And it's to each mom their own choice. But it's like you have to buy this diaper because it's the best, or you have to do this because it's the best. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. It really depends on how it works for your family, what works best for you. So what I'm going to share with you today is how I kind of learned to cut off the noise and recognize that a lot of these are just marketing strategies to get you to spend more money, or it's just people jumping onto a trend thinking it's absolutely amazing and awesome and not realizing that, you know, you can be pushed into some of these trends, and it doesn't work for everybody. It doesn't work to have all the goats and the donkeys and the horses and the cows and the pigs and the chickens and everything else that you have on your homestead or whatever you're looking to do, your farm. It doesn't always work. That doesn't work for you and your family. Maybe you and your family want to spend more time traveling. Well, you can't now. I mean, we might be in this grandma phase at the moment, but it's going to pass. It's going to pass. People are going to go do things, go out places, see the world. And you're going to start to see some things change. I feel. That's my opinion. And you know what opinions are. So, I'm going to say this again. It's the number one thing you have to stay focused on when you're building the life you want to build. You needs of your family should be your only focus. How does this product help my family? Does a Stanley cup help my family? If you have a need, go looking for a solution. So always be looking to find ways to make your life more functional, make your life work a little bit better every single day. I think there are great ways to do that to make you more successful in your day-to-day life. I know for me personally, I will shift things. I will shift where I put my dishes. I just did that a couple of months ago because where I had my plates and bowls didn't really work versus where I had my cups, so I shifted that around. I didn't do it because it made sense to anybody else. I did it because it made sense to me. And I think that's where you have to really start to learn, like, your focus. Because Aaron and I, when we first started homesteading, we were going to get the goats, the dwarf Nigerian. We were looking at cows. Even 2 years ago, we were looking at pigs. We were looking at goats, or not goats, but sheep. We were looking at all these things. We had to make a decision for us. And the decision for us was, we are a poultry eating family. It's what we like. It's what we eat. Most of our meals are chicken, we like duck. We like turkey. So chicken and turkey are two of our big ones. We love duck if it wasn't so expensive. So why are we focusing on all these other foods and all these other animals when these are the ones we eat? And that clicked a light bulb for us. We don't need big livestock. That's not going to work well for our situation, our day-to-day, our lifestyle. What we need are chickens and ducks and turkeys. That's what we like to eat. Maybe even guineas. Quail. Yeah. Guineas are really loud around here, so we don't want guineas. We might one day, but for right now, guineas aren't really on the list. But quail are on the possible list and, you know, looking at setting something like that up. Because they're such fast producers and they're fast to harvest, based on our research. So you have to look for your needs and a solution for your needs. Don't just jump on the next bandwagon and be like, oh wow, they're telling me that I need this expensive diaper that's going to cost $1 per diaper or $2 per diaper, God only knows. And there was one, if you want the absolute best for your baby, it's designed to make you feel terrible. It really is. Of course, we all want the best for our kid. But it's not our budget to spend $2, $3, $4 per diaper on our kid. Now, a lot of people will say, well, just cloth diaper your kid. Yeah, that doesn't work for every single family. I think that's a family decision that they have to make, an individual decision. And it's just one of those you have to work through as a family. Cloth diapering wasn't a good solution for my family. It just wasn't. Didn't work out for us. Not for our needs. So, it's based on your family needs. That's what you have to focus on. Your family needs. Nobody else gets a say in this. And then you go looking for the solution to help your family and whatever needs you have. Look for alternatives. So, I had a friend. I love my friend dearly, and like, I saw this bed, this monastery bed frame, and it looked so wonderful, and it was just, it was a bed frame on the floor. It's a piece of wood on the floor. I was like, why don't you just put the mattress on the floor? The frame's not going to give any support for the child. It's just a mattress on a floor, and it's going to be harder for you to take care of. And she's like, I think I shocked her a bit because she was like, but that's not right. I need the bed frame. You really don't at that point because it's seriously a mattress on the floor. But you can find alternatives. And one of them I thought, it was a reel out there on Facebook. And it was monastery on a budget. And instead of having these fancy toys, they have them line up sticks in largest to smallest, using nature and things that they found outside that were free. There was another one that I saw where they painted like an egg carton and they went on a nature hike and went and searched for things that were in that color. So one little piece of the carton would be yellow, one would be blue, one would be pink, one would be purple. And you're looking for different items outside that are natural that you could put in the egg carton that correspond with that color. Things like that are absolutely brilliant and a great way to help your kids learn to look, think, be outside, be individualist. It's okay to think outside the box and not go with all the really expensive toys that do the exact same thing a couple of sticks would do. So really look out, you know, think outside the box. I know we all want those fancy things and it looks so beautiful, and social media is set out there to make you want to have that kind of life at home. And it's almost become a bit of a curse, because it really makes us feel like we don't have the same expectations we did when we were kids. When we were kids, you didn't have this. You saw toys on commercials. When I was a child, that's where we saw toys. They were on commercials. It wasn't this constant influx of information and constantly seeing how other people are living their lives and how they have these nice big fancy houses or all of these things that, you know, I'm not in a position to have. And you even see this with, like, homesteading. And, you know, for homesteading, you see all these beautiful homesteads, these beautiful chicken coops. And you're just like, man, I have my little chicken tractor out here. I've got to be behind. You're not. You're doing what's best for you and your family. So, you can look for an alternative, better way. It's going to work best for you. That's what you have to think about. If you don't have it in the budget to, you know, build a super fancy chicken coop with wallpaper and paint. Like, it's a little out there. You just see so much of this that it starts to make you feel like this is an idealistic lifestyle, an idealized lifestyle. And it is no fairy prey. You're cleaning up poop. You are cleaning up poop. And yes, I'm all about having a pretty place to do things and loveliness to look at. But you know what? I could really care less about seeing wallpaper in my chicken coop when I'm cleaning up poop. That doesn't really give me joy to be in there. I don't want to spend time in the chicken coop. That's not a good place for me, personally. So just, you know, be inventive, reimagine, do what works for you and family. All these things work together. Reinvent what you have and what is around you. Use outside your house as a learning environment. Like I just said, that monastery, all they did was they took things that were around them. You're reinventing. You're finding alternatives. You're really looking at keeping everything in play. You're looking at different ways to do things. Like, I know for Isabel, it's leaves right now. It's flowers. We're looking for different flowers when we go out. She's so excited to see all the little yellow flowers that pop up when the lawn is mowed. Lord, you couldn't find a child who's more happy to see all the yellow flowers. We're stopping every 2 seconds to pick a flower, which is wonderful. Great. She's seeing them. They catch her attention. She's learning the words. She's learning the colors. Yellow flower, purple flower. So use what you already have as an environment. You don't have to create this environment, the specialized place. I love these mud kitchens, but I'm also like, who's cleaning this up? Because it's a mud kitchen. It's a mud kitchen. It's made to be dirty and get muddy. And for us, whenever I put anything into place, I'm like, who has to keep it clean and taken care of? How are they going to keep it clean and taken care of? How often do we have to keep it clean and taken care of? And is there an alternative that would work better? And for me, the outdoor mud kitchens, they look beautiful. They're wonderful. I'm sure these kids have so much fun, but it's kind of sort of outside my realm. But that is a great example of really reinventing, creating a place for your kiddos to play, taking all kinds of old toy or old kitchen utensils and teaching them how to use them in a different way. Avoid the keeping up with the Joneses syndrome. And this, again, I cannot stress how hard this is. Our world revolves around marketing that just hammers you with how you need to do things better and different to be better. Like, for some reason, buying this certain brand of cup is going to make you more popular and happier and better. Buying this police clothing, it's going to make you better, happier, you know, more likable. It's what we're hit with. It's going to make you more beautiful to buy this hair shampoo or hairspray. It's going to do all these things for you. And anytime I've bought into this, I have been so disappointed because it does none of this stuff for me. I'm still the plain old Julia that I have always been. Nothing's going to make that any different or change that. I have to start from within and with me. If anything needs to change, that is from within and that comes from me. It's not from something outside. And buying something to make me feel better or to make me feel different isn't going to help. And it's not really going to accomplish the goal I wanted to accomplish. It is just a way to influence us, to get us to spend the money that we have or might not have. If you're using credit, you're not paying off your cards every single month. Just another way for us to spend more money that we don't need to spend. And I can tell you, when I'm not spending a lot, I used to go to CVS once a month at least, once a month every 2 weeks. And I was really good at playing that game, getting the cash back and spending like 15, 20 bucks and getting like 15, 20 bucks back in cash back. I was really good at figuring out how to do it, you know, using coupons, all this stuff. But in the past, you know, four years, I've really stopped going there because I don't see a need. I don't wear makeup. I don't do any of these things anymore. Why do I need to go waste all my money and do all these things on things that probably really aren't good for my body? Those makeups for me personally. So I stopped going, I stopped spending that money. And yeah, while I'm missing out on a good deal, I'm not spending money that I don't need to spend. And instead of that money, I'm, you know, keeping it in our bank account, putting it towards other places like the homestead, on places where we need to put it, places where it's going to give us more ROI, return on investment, later on, versus me buying some makeup or whatever else that I was buying at that point in time. So you, for me, keeping up with the Joneses syndrome, it's just, this is probably one of the hardest things to do right now. It really is. And I don't know how you shut this down and how you stop this feeling, because even in the homesteading world, it is like all you see and all you're flooded with are these beautiful, wonderful trellis raised bed gardens in this beautiful barn with this long-haired cow that is so wonderful and beautiful. And then all these families like, oh, well, if you've got a low maintenance girl, but she's got high maintenance hobbies, and you see this beautiful property and everything. And all this comes with a really hefty price tag in most cases. And most people don't realize the amount of effort and work that goes into that. They're not looking at their own ROI for this. And there's a reason that a lot of homesteaders get burnt out, homesteaders quit and change their mind and go back to the way we want to do before. I just wonder how much of that, you know, idealistic lifestyle, because it doesn't ever turn out like that. I could tell you the fence around my garden is one of the ugliest fences, but man, it works. It works. It's up there. It's strong. It's steady, and it does its job. I didn't really care about pretty. I cared about functional. How do I get that functionality? And that's where you kind of have to have a balance, at least for me on a homestead. But you get this syndrome and you see these things and this is what we all strive to be and want. So I get it. I really do. I get that it's so hard to turn that influence off. But you really have to. And you have to go back to number one, the focus on you and your family needs. It doesn't matter that homesteaders are telling you that you need all these things. If it doesn't make sense for you and your family, then you don't get it because it doesn't make sense for you and your family. You get what makes sense for you and your family. It's all you need to focus on. That should be your primary focus. I cannot stress this enough because I know what it's like to be inundated with that. You still see it all the time, every day. Like, you've got to do this. And I get it. And it's all beautiful. And it looks wonderful. But for me, I have to tell you, the key thing is whenever I stopped focusing on that outside world and really focused on my world, our little family, that really shut off a lot of this for me. when I focus on what my family needed, and Aaron and I really started putting pen to paper and looking at pros, cons, how this is going to work, can we do the things that we want to do, what do we want to do? Do we want to be at home, stuck at home, or trying to find somebody to take care of our homestead? What are our end goals if we wanted to go on vacation? And all this helped. So that's really what helped us the most. So we're going to go through and we're going to show you how we do a cost analysis breakdown. If, you know, here on Rural Vermont at some point. So that way you can kind of see and, you know, get a focus on how this kind of works in real life for us. Because I do know it does get confusing. It gets hard because you see all these things. You can find good deals and you can go through and search and do all. It just becomes very hard to really shut out the noise. But again, I'm always going to come back to one. You've got to focus on you and your family. That is number one. You know, companies are going to use children. They're going to use everything they can to market to you, to get you to spend your money, and to get you to keep up with the Joneses and do what's best for you and your family. And these fads are out there, and it is just such a struggle to know what really is needed for you, what really isn't. I feel like past generations where you didn't have all this noise, their lives were so much simpler, so much easier, but we've not been taught how to turn it off. This is still so new that we don't know how to shut it down. I'd be like, man, you know, we really don't need to spend our money on this. We really don't need to do this. And these companies don't want us to do that. So I hope this gave you some insight, some inspiration to really kind of look internally and focus on you and your family. And, you know, really realize what's important to you. That's always my goal here, is to make sure that, you know, nothing that I do and my hopes that should really matter to anybody else. All we're trying to do is provide inspiration for you to focus on you and your homestead and your family. Because that's what really matters. You have to do what's right for you. Nobody else. But as always, thank you for joining me on Farm My Sexy Life. If you have any comments, questions, anything you want to hear in a future episode, please email those to me at thecandycouple@yahoo.com. And as always, thank you for joining me on Farm My Sexy Life with Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.